Yes, we started a few weeks ago. Opening up the rear, we find that we could create a passion, a simcha, an ava, and a divus. Eventually, we'll talk about individuality, individual expression in mitzvahs. And we spoke about that. That's the dvar ha'nesofim in the mitzvah. The way we do the mitzvah, the attitude of how we handle the mitzvah, is the etzem asiyas ha-mitzvah and the dvar ha-neslav into the mitzvah. Last week we spoke about that the mokum to start to develop this is hachonis ha-mitzvah, so you need hachon of a mitzvah stam b'chlal to do the mitzvah, boif and aroi. That's the aleph, and the base is that's where we can build the zone of how we do the mitzvah. That's the mokum where we pause and we start to mizvoyin. We're about to do a mitzvah, and then we could resurface, we could reawake. If we work on it, we could bring out ma'ir, our yachas to the mitzvah. So we want to start tonight, going through the different kolokim of the dvar itself in the mitzvah. We'll start with, you mentioned, the simcha to the mitzvah. Simcha brings ava. We're going to talk about simcha to the mitzvah. Let's be makdim. The Be'etzin, we saw this a little bit in the Mishnah, we're about to read, but in the Kuzari, I'm sorry, B'chaim Vital, when he talks about the void of Simcha, Boit, and Klolius, B'chaim Vital, in the beginning of the Sefer Shara Kedushas, in the Yasid, different Kherichas HaNefesh, and the Mensh, different Midas, and he talks about how the different Yisoidas in the makeup of a person, and from the Yisoida offer becomes Atzus, sadness. Atzus comes from the Yisoida offer. And he says, on the flip side, how you misakin the Yisoida offer is the Simcha, from the occurs of the void of Simcha. And clearly, the Tilik Zorah, he breaks it up into two halakim. There's a regular Simcha, which is a void of Neatzma, it's a big void. He calls it Simcha b'chelka, just to be happy in general. A person should be happy. And then he separately says that there's a second chelak of Simcha b'mitzvahs, Simcha to dira b'mitzvahs, the zaris atzmei b'simcha. The point I want to bring out to him is that many people work on the Simcha. Maybe it's a mitzvah gedolia, b'simcha tamid, but that's a different type of a Simcha. We're talking about over here Simcha Shal Mitzvah. And there's a chilek yisoidi between Simcha Shal Mitzvah and Simcha, at least in the Avodah, Avodah, but regular Simcha comes much more natural. We're talking about you could be the Simcha in basic things. Smiling, breathing. You have to look at Hashem's beautiful breath. It might be a mitzvah, but even without the mitzvah Shabbat. That's similar to Simcha Gashmi, it's similar. The simcha that we have in Dvorim Gashmiyim. Enjoy a steak. Enjoy music. Enjoy making someone happy. That's not my goal. The Be'etzem, that could be a natural nekud of simcha. An accomplishment. Simcha mitzvah is going to be something that mostly does not come natural. Simcha, I'm putting on tefillin. Got tzitzis. Simcha of mitzvah, we're talking about the simcha of the mitzvah Shabbat. You give a shekel to one year that needs to offer, you give five times, five different mitzvahs. Not talking about the simcha from making another yid happy, that's another nechada. We're talking about the simcha of the mitzvah, we're talking about the simcha of the mitzvah. Simcha of mitzvah does not come natural, it's something that we're going to have to develop. We want to have shaykh for simcha mitzvah. But it's also simcha, and the Sfat Ishmael will see that it's Perhaps it's a deeper level of simcha, and it's a greater level of simcha than the simcha natural you have. The simcha b'chelka is something that's coming, something that's very important. But the simcha mitzvah is even higher because it's coming from a mitzvah, but it's something that's something makdim, that's something that we have to work on, that's develop. Something that might be foreign to most people, but it's a huge chilek of mitzvah, and that's within the divas aleva mitzvah comes in. So before we start building it, the first thing we want to say is something that doesn't come natural. Now, whenever we're talking about simcha, this is true by all things of simcha, and the person doing something to cause him simcha. As you say, they're going in a few places, there are two times when you do the simcha. Both in the going, what we say in tefillah, smeichin b'tzeis on b'salz and b'voyom. There's a simcha when the moon and the stars and the sun go out to do Hashem's rotzim. It's making it say something, when a person is going on, when something is going to do a mission, you have not yet done it, you're out, you have it in front of you, you're doing something that you're excited about, that you're sunk about. It's making it say something, the sus in the volume. There's a simcha when you've arrived, when you've accomplished, when you're actually, not my inyan now to go into the going, one simcha, one sus, and that's not our noisy right now. But the kapanim, the mitzvahs also, there's going to be two parts, two halakim, two times that you do. First of all, before the mitzvah, as you're preparing for the mitzvah, hopefully as we develop the simcha mitzvah, there's going to be a certain simcha, that we hold halik latzis, that's a mitzvah, we're about to come to do the mitzvah. And that is a simcha, actually after you've completed the mitzvah. And that simcha is a very deep simcha, and it can last way after the mitzvah. My brachas, the testament day says, one of the Amaroyim, Rabbi Lo, Ula was going walking and he said, go make sure you visit my brother, Bruna. He's very happy. Mitzvahs, he did mitzvahs. One time he was did a mitzvah, smichas gula tefillah, it's a mitzvah, and he was happy the entire day. He was happy the entire day. Anyway, he had a palpable simcha, it seemed like the entire day lasted. The simcha of doing a mitzvah could last an entire day. The sasim, the volume of doing a mitzvah could. For my mamuzga, I don't think happy you had the best steak in the world will last you a day. It won't last you maybe 2 or 3 minutes. Lichen at the night time, it's not going to be smarter than that steak. So, we're setting up, we have to develop mitzvahs, simcha mitzvahs, and again, it'll always be as we're working on it. The time to work in it is during Hachanis HaMitzvah, and there's a mitzvah, there's a simcha as we're going to do the mitzvah, and there's a simcha after done the mitzvah, of having completed the mitzvah. So we saw, we started, we said that one of the first mamakonis and simcha HaMitzvah is the Rambam, the Sefer Kutzulut, let's read the Rambam again. First of all, Rambam is Mavur, there's two parts of simcha and mitzvah. Basiyas a mitzvah, and the performance of a mitzvah, that's one part. Uba'ava zakel shetivavim. And the ava that's expressed in the mitzvah shetivavim, when it's before Hemshech. Dr. Rambam, all this, avoid the glory. It's a hands avoid. Say that. First of all, you have to work. You gotta work. And it's good. The avoid is a gos, it's a grace of zach. It accomplishes a lot. It does a lot by the person. It's worth a lot by the person. This is a big chiddush. Rambam's a word. Anything that's big on the side, if you do it, if you don't do it, Dr. Rambam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu exacts punishment. That's a tremendous chiddush. Tachas Hashem, a lot of the ikr, it sounds to be for the ikr nekud of the klolos, was because not necessarily they weren't doing mitzvahs, they were doing mitzvahs, they weren't doing besimcha. That's Mavara always. Let's read the Magen Mishnah. Magen Mishnah after North, the first thing he does, he says that he brings the Gemara in Shabbos. Darshan, Shlomo Melech and Koyla says, Sibachti is a simcha zuz simcha shal mitzvah. It's pointed out over there, that's the Kuda we just pointed out, Chaim Vital, simcha shal mitzvah is a separate type of a simcha. Shlomo Melech didn't say, Mishabech stam simcha b'chelka, because I'll say. He didn't say when he said, Shabachti is simcha, he was being Shabech somebody, he was Sameach b'chelka tamim. That wasn't what he said. Simcha shal mitzvah. When he said Shabachti Nias HaSimcha, he was talking about the special type, the category of Simcha Shal Mitzvah. It's a different type of a Simcha. The Ikar Adam, it's not the Magen Mishnah. She'ein roi la'odam la'asei sa'mitzvah mitzvah she'en choyva lo, v'u muchrach, v'onuz basi yosa. We started this 2 times ago. Zok to Magen Mishnah,
by your simcha shal mitzvah, you're shatzing up, you're deciding, is your mitzvah done because only because you feel you're forced? Or no, is there more to that? Rather, what do you show your simcha? El chayiv lasoyson, the emes is avada, you are chayiv. However, that doesn't mean that I'm not happy about it. Usameach basiyosan, v'yase hatoiv. Now we have to start paying close attention. We always have to pay attention, but this is in the name. V'yase hatoiv mishad shuhu toiv. Why are you sameach? Because you're doing good because it's good, genuine good. Genuine good. Not a sorry reason, not because I've gained something out of it. It's genuinely good. V'yivgar be'emes mitzad shuhu emes. And it's genuinely emes. Authentic mitzad atzma. V'yokal be'enov torchon. To see this b'hemshech avadim. Me'mela, when a person has to sacrifice a lot for mitzvahs, if he's sameach for mitzvahs, it'll be easy for him to be tereach for the mitzvahs. Here, the part I want to highlight, the yovin, ki lakach noitzer v'shamish es koinon, and he has to realize that this is why he was created, to put on tefillin. Because Hashem said, to put on tzitzis, because Hashem said, to learn Torah, because Hashem said. U'ksho oise mashu nivra b'shviloi, Yismach v'yogil. You have a tremendous amount of happiness and joy because you're doing what you were created for. Levish is now he likes too. Levish simchas shar dvorim tluyev dvorim betalim sheinim kayomim. A steak, a shmooze, a concert. They can bring you happiness, but they're not things that are eternal. They're not permanent. Avol simcha v'asiyas hamitzvah ubelamidas hatorah v'achokma yasimcha amidas. What's the language you're saying? I'm just saying a very deep point. I need to bring it down to us. Our generation, one of the things, in our generation, people say, actually, there are a lot of things. We're an extremely advanced generation. Everything, we're advancing and advancing and adding. And one of the categories that is very advanced by us, I'm putting it in italics, it's advanced, but simcha. Loi haray, the things that my parents had to do to get me excited when I had a Chol Moed trip, we're able to do is what you could do today for kids today. To get someone happy, you have to do, say something exotic, extraordinary, thrilling. You gotta take him out to the new restaurant, the best toy, the bar mitzvah has to be. And the male aga, the sugi has to be the most exciting, It's a very deep point over here. We almost lost the musig of being happy in basic things. The Magen Mishnah is opening our eyes to a very deep point in the koichas nefesh of a person. That the etzem, one of the most fulfilling nekudas of simcha is simcha agav shlemus. What creates simcha is when a person is whole. When a person does something that is exactly what he's supposed to be doing. But exactly. Not something that I'm trying to gain something out of it. Maybe if a person is doing exactly what he is supposed to be doing, Dainu, why you were created, that is the one of the most genuinely fulfilling and happy things in the world. I want to try to capture it. We're so far from it. I want to try to capture it. YouTube Mashallah. Better Mashallah. First Mashallah is only for the parents in the room. One of the basic things you always see, a father and a mother, one of the most rewarding feelings is providing for their children. But you're providing for children. A mother feeding a child. A father paying for a therapist for a child. When parents marry off a child. I'm not talking about the exciting one. I'm not talking about that. Push it. It's one of the feelings. I could talk about this a long time, but today in the world we do so many things. A person wonders so many times, am I really doing exactly what I'm supposed to do? Who knows? It's fair based. You hold that way, you hold it. There's certain feelings that a person knows, yes, this is it. This is me. This is exactly what I'm supposed to do. I hope everyone is a parent. No, anyone who's a parent has experienced this, knows this, yes. You feel it. You feel it that when you take care of your child, that's it. It's Vada. I'm supposed to be doing this. This is it.
That's a core, basic feeling in a human being. In our very complicated, advanced generation, we can still tap into that, push it, because it's MS, that's what a human being is. You can't run away from what the real feeling of Simcha is. It's hard for me to get down to the mishmash of the liver, for the bochum over here, who never felt this. And the sugya sometimes also, a person opens up a sugya, he has ideas where to go, when, I'm not sure if they always have the opportunity to go so many other places, but sometimes you're like, almost in the middle, you're like, I have no idea, am I on real ground or not? I'm clearing chakiras that I don't even know. You just go over to your Rebbe and you say, okay, what should I look at? What should I look at? After 4 weeks, 4 days in the sugya, Coach, can you learn yeshiva? Don't learn sugya for 4 weeks. You're like, you know what I mean? Okay, just tell me, like, which is the region I'm supposed to be looking at? What's the bachur looking for? What is he looking for? He's looking for real estate. It may be if he clears his own chakira, he might in a certain way feel like he's creating more, but is he really sure he is where he's supposed to be? No, there's a part of him that's always down. Am I supposed to be here? I'm trying to capture this feeling. There's a feeling in a mensch, in an adam, to be where I'm supposed to be, bevadai. Says the Magen Mishnah, there is no pa'ula in the world that a person can know that he's supposed to be doing more than mitzvahs. L'kach nitzarta. Shasharm, in the first parak, he dissects the creation of a human being. What are you here for? We don't pay attention to much. What are we here for? You could schmooze with a friend for 2 hours about everything in the world, solve all the world's problems. We could schmooze about stam, sports, Jewish finger, whatever you want to speak about, shaduchim, Jews, schmooze. You could have a great time. But did Hashem put you in the world for this? I'm not telling you. I'm not trying to chill out. You could do it. I'm not saying you can't do it. But at the end of the day, were you here because of that? Did Hashem bring you down to this world for that? Hashem brought down the world. That's in the entire Kehelis is about this idea. Which is what the Magen Mishnah feels over for his eyes. HaKol Hevel, he looked around the world, Shlomo HaMelech. He was a very real person who, those words about Shlomo HaMelech, but he was a very tachlis bigger person. And he said, there's so many things, people are mashkia, businesses, moistis, people open up things. And so much, they don't know how much blibes, how much remains. It's a pellet. People can create families. The family is a real thing, but their connection to the families is based on not the real reason. They have kids for nachas. And what's their nachas? Their nachas is they make a fine shirt, whatever, they make a shirt that you don't not fine with, you don't have anything. You don't feel like you have anything to tell it. That's what some people like that. A person can live 70, 80, 90, 10 years, 100 years, and invest in something and nothing blibes for me. He wasn't connected to really who was supposed to be, or the zone of where he was supposed to be. What is real and what stays? Zucht. Shlomo HaMelech at the end of Kehelis. Soiv Dovra kol nishma, esel kim yore, es mitzvois av shmor, ki ze kol ha'adam. This is the mention. This is when you could know l'kach mitzaretah. Beginning of the Vada, we mentioned that's the Lashem of Yisharm at the end of Perek Aleph. Nimsa ki ikr mitzias ha'odom is when he does either mitzvahs, either benisoyin or avoid those three things. That's when you know you're there. This Zochte Magen Mishnah is the ikr nekuda of mitzvahs. And this is a mitzvah. Can you hear in this nekuda simcha mitzvah is more than simcha b'chalakai? You're more nivra to do mitzvahs. And Simcha B'chelka. Simcha B'chelka is also Meshach Shaychi. But the Chavad Mishnah is saying that the Iker Mashal Akach Neitzart is to do mitzvahs. Hashem sent you on the world because He wants you to punch on, He wants your tefillin. We'll talk about that in a minute. And you know that you are doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. Exactly. 100%. It's real estate. Take it all, money in the bank. You think about this before you do the mitzvah. you're supposed to be excited. Haravin's Lashem, when he talked about Simchas HaMitzvah, that every mitzvah is a present, a derivant from Hashem. We know, I just learned today, Gemara, when it says, we bring kabbonis, we bring deroinis to Hashem, we bring an oil, it's a present to Hashem. Hashem also gives us presents. They're called mitzvahs, tarim mitzvahs. Every mitzvah is a present. A present to get inside. What's the present? Hashem gave you. You have a day filled with your schedule. I don't mean to be something, but a lot of times the roiv of it is bupkis. It's hevel v'shov nisseh, what he said. The roiv of it, you're talking, you're planning, you're smiling, what? Hashem gives you, Baruch Hashem, real estate. Jump on it. Excited. This is money in the bank. Every single thing, I'm doing something. It's real that Hashem put me here. I'm fulfilling my purpose. This is basic part of the Simchat Mitzvahs. That the Magamish was me asked at Simchat Mitzvahs. And he said Simchat Mitzvahs, it stays forever. You have it forever. As we go further, we definitely could add on the clues that we spoke about. The Simcha of Mitzvahs, besides just bringing that this is what you created for, it elevates the person. We spoke about how it makes you divine, it makes you get lifted, it makes you godly. It makes a person, when he's doing tzivui of Hashem, and again you're doing your own endeavors and your own hobbies, again, I'm not telling you about anything. There was a good thing also. But it doesn't make you hecher. It doesn't make you a refined person. The mitzvahs both and kololi make you eliki. And each mitzvah has a certain nekuda that it fine-tunes you. I haven't spoken about this yet, but I'm hopefully we'll get to it. Lashon Chazal is le-nitnu ha-mitzvahs ha-tzar ve-mitzabriyas. When you put gold and silver into the tzar, if you put it into something that purifies it, purifies it, the mitzvahs purify us. Each mitzvah has a specific prat that it purifies us. And we're talking about that's a mitzvah. It's endless in the kudat of mitzvahs. This is all the simcha that a person is in the simcha nasiyas mitzvah. Dr. Rambam is a whole other chelik. We only have one part of the story. This is the simcha nasiyas mitzvah, the performance of the mitzvah. But then, the other side of the mitzvah is the kesher, the ava that was expressed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was mitzvah for you in the mitzvah. The Ram Chal Kesedah and all his svarim. And he talks about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave us mitzvahs, from the ikar point was lehetiv. This is said that everyone knows in the Sefer that the ikar ratzon and the bria was to benefit us, to do good for us, to make us feel good, Pasha, to make us feel good. It's Mahura, a prat, sif beis, and that, Yisoid, and that simon of the Mitzvah Shem is the Iker way, make us feel good with mitzvahs. The Iker way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's made of us, is he gave us mitzvahs, the Bikvi Dovvig Boy Yisbarach. So, first of all, like everyone wants to be close to Pasha Re'el. Pasha Re'el smiles at you. Pasha, just feel happy before the smile. He wants to do something good to you. Pasha, you just feel good that he wants to do something good to me. So stop for a second. The Eberster created you and he was inside of you. He wants to be native to you. That itself, the roots and native, he wants to be native to you. And then there's the Ava. This is something that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me to connect him. What does it mean to connect him? So we spoke about him. Been in the first Chelik. We spoke about them in every mitzvah. You are Shluchai Shemakam. What does it mean, connection? We spoke about connection. Somebody says, do a job for me. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mor Rashi, Sherashim, it's called Tzrochov. Hashem says, this is my job. Hashem says, Morty, do something for me. Put on something for me. Give tzedakah 5 times a day or 10 times a day. Do that for me. That is a tremendous kesher. A shliach is kamo yisari. The boy from Moshe Shapiro, that's the etzim lashon mitzvah. Mitzvah is a union, a fusion, a merger, so to speak, between the mitzvah and the tzivui, the mitzvah and the mekayim of the tzivui, the mitzvah. The mitzvah and the mitzvah, when you're doing a mitzvah, you're becoming part. The second Nakuda is Mefurish in the Kuzari when he talks about Simcha Mitzvahs. Kuzari says Torah is broken up into three different parts. In general, Yura, Av, and Simcha, there are three different emotions that are going on in that person. And he talks about that Simcha and Av could bring to the same levels as Yura, maybe even more. Lashon is in the middle of the Kuzari. Tachnunim. Just like Tachnunim, Yudavin needs Machshava Kavana. Kena Simcha b'mitzvasoi u'b'terosi t'risa Machshava Kavana. Says the Chuzvi, we spoke about it last week, you have to prepare yourself. You can't, it doesn't happen automatically. You have to be mechavin yourself to be Isaac and avoid the G'dayl of Simcha mitzvah and Torah. Here's the Lashon of the Chuzvi. She'tismach b'mitzvah atzma. So first of all, it means mitzvah atzma. We're speaking about the first one of that. That's a tzivui without the added parts. The tzivui. Me'avoscha mitzavabot. This lesson is like the Rambam. Your mitzvah from the mitzvah atzma should be from the ahavos and mitzvabot. V'takir ma'ashehitiv l'chobot. Think about what Hashem did for me. Hashem benefited me with this. U'ki'ilu atabo ba'achsan yosoy koroi el shukhanay v'tuvah. Is the marshal of the Kuzi that he saw at the mitzvah. He said, Hashem is calling you to his house. That sign of says, send says, Daniel, come. I want to visit. I want you to visit my Shabbos table. Come, put on filling. That's what filling is. Visit my table. You're invited guest. Opportunity in so many different ways. I'm willing to bask in Hashem's presence. Opportunity is that you feel great. Hashem is interested in your goodness. This is the way the Kuzri looked at the mitzvah. Why? Because you do shluchu shesamaka. You're actively just like if you would go to Olam Golo, visit. When you were there, you would soak in the presence of Olam Golo. When you do a mitzvah, you're shluchu shesamaka. Shluchu shalom kamoyse. We spoke about Yad Adam, Yad Evakid Yad Rabbi. It's all part of the same. We have the Magen Mishnah in the Asiyas HaMitzvah, the second level also in the Asiyas HaMitzvah, and then the second Chilak is in the Abbas HaMitzvah. These are all things the Ilm has to think about. They could add the Omer Shalom, think about him. One has to think about when he stops to do Hachonah HaMitzvah. Okay, what's the second part of the Rambam? Why is this something that when you don't do it, okay, the opportunity is great, but why is this something when you don't do it, it's royally Parah Memecha? This dover, the dover pellet. Everyone to point this out. And of all the techochas, the Holocaust. Look at the techochas. The techochas talks about the Holocaust. That's what it talks about. It came tachas ashlevata shesamlecha b'simkov tov leivu. What's going on? Stay dumb. Devil's know. I'm not sure what we're talking about. Devil's know. Simcha in one way is a certain concept in the mitzvah. Stop that. But in a certain way, it tightens up your entire attitude to your relationship to Kaddish Baruch. There's a lot of things like this. A lot of things, in a certain way, they're extra, but they're much more revealing, and they're much more tight up what everything's about. Stating this Rambam, and that's stating that what we spoke about, your attitude, we talk about we're opening the sugya of how you do the mitzvah, not doing the mitzvah, how you're doing the mitzvah. In that sugya, it's the prober, it's the gauge, it's the moideid. What does Hashem's relationship to you mean? What does Hashem's relationship to you mean? You could do the mitzvah. I'm a mochar. Hashem asked me to do the mitzvah. Hashem asked me, commanded me to do the mitzvah. I have to do it. Or you could put your contribution to the mitzvah. You could say, no, I want to do the mitzvah. I want to put my lave into the mitzvah. When you don't do that, you're missing in Simchas HaMitzvah. You're missing in your whole relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Techocha in Kisovah, it says, Tachas Asher Levat, Hashem HaKecha, Vesimcha HaTorei V'Revov. In the Techocha, and B'chukaisa, who knows you have a Teichach on Teres Kanan, Teichach Mishat Teichach on B'chukaisa. At the start of the Teichach, it says, V'in Telchu imi B'keri. If you go with me, Kalt. What does it mean, carry? It actually means the Chazal. It means the Lashon Arai. Now, Arai has two meanings. First of all, Arai is inconsistent. It's happened. It's inconsistent. So, Pasha, not always doing the mitzvahs. But it's Mavur, hopefully, maybe we'll bring the Hemshech Mukaris to this. Arai is also when you do something on the side. Yeah, on the way, Achapa Mincha. On the way, Achapa Tzitzis. Who put on Tzitzis? Achapa Tzitzis. On the way. By the way, when a person is happy about something, excited about something, by the way, his whole focus is there. What determines is the kesher of the Kadosh Baruch Hu cold or hot? This is, we're talking about other problems, simcha, rizus, chavivus, spending money on it, we'll see, we're talking about other things. But all these things, they touch up what our entire relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is. They wish to put every single one of us onto this world, and He wants to have a relationship with us. And He gave us the ikker thing to make the relationship He gave it to us. How do you do it? Mitzat Echad, if you do it count, it's the strongest fears that Kodesh Baruch Hu has on you. What are you part of it? In a certain way, it's hard to say, we benefit from two mitzvahs. It's not true, totally. But in a certain way, a certain beginning, a person is going to never say, it's ever tells you, don't do the mitzvah about that. If you're not going to do it well, that's not true. But in a certain way, because you did the mitzvah and you tied up, that you said, it stinks, I don't like it, it's nothing. But that's the total of the Shmuel, the relationship with mine, it's not Shavakum. That's the tefillah. Let's go back on the good side. Now we have another layer into what the void of Gedol is. When you do put it in, you infuse me, we spoke about this 2 weeks ago, that the mitzvahs are not only mitzvahs. I shouldn't say only mitzvahs, mitzvahs is ten, but you, besides the mitzvah you have your joy in it, has you in it, the mitzvah. You have yourself in the mitzvah. Maybe, Namish, 3 minutes. Revolver, when he talks about Simcha Mitzvahs in Halasha, his mashal is the Mishkan. In the beginning of the Mishkan, we find that it's an echad, similar to a mitzvah, there's a tzivri gomer. The measurements of the mitzvah, of the Mishkan, I'm sorry, with such precision and exactitude, if you move the millimeter, there's no Hashra's Hashchina. Everything had to be exactly. The first contribution to the Mishkan, which was the Adonim, which was the foundation of the mitzvah of the Mishkan, we didn't have a choice. Everyone had to give a machzah shekel. Afterwards, ish asher yidvenu libay. All of a sudden, you can give every yid whatever they want, voluntary. You don't have to give, Aleph, and how much you give is up to you. Yishtosu Ramban. 2 minutes, Ramban. Ramban is a Yaakov. It's a Pasuk in the Yaakov. And the Pasuk says like this. Pasuk says, sorry. Pasuk Shei. The beginning of the pasuk already mentioned Chuma Lashem. It should just say Kol Medid Libo Yivieho. Why does it say again Es Chuma Hashem? That's what the Rambam is talking about. Why does it repeat again Es Chuma Hashem? The second shot of the Rambam. So what was it taken? Al Derech Emes. Yavia es chumas Hashem means im chum, with chumas Hashem. Sheyovi at chuma el yoina besoid vayichel li chuma. Zokter Ramban is something called a chuma el yoina, a higher contribution and a lower contribution. The lower contribution is gold and silver, money. You bring money and silver. That's what's going to build the Mishkan.
but there's a higher contribution. With that truma, that was the beginning of the pasuk. The truma was the simple, the kesef is all. With that, Zokta Kadosh Baruch Hu bring a higher truma. What is that higher truma? What is that higher truma? Now they say in Medrash, Batiftach batireu es hayelid sheroi sivoy shechina. Ramban brings the part ma'aseh with the shinamis and the yelid. It says, Batir es hayelid means im hayelid. They saw the shechina. In the child they saw the shechina. Because every yid has shechina within him. Zokta Ramban, the pasuk saying like this, with the kesef and the zog, bring benedivus leiv, bring the shechina. Where is the shechina? Me and every you, we each have shechina in our system.
Beautiful.
We each have shechina system. So I go in the morning. I'm waiting 9:30, 10 o'clock for the Shabbat, and I'm waiting for the shechina. Every single one of the chaburah to come out. But where does the shechina from all of us come out? When does it come out? So when all of it comes out, and you give benedivus leiv. All the time, Ramban saying like this: HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Give me the diva slave, and you're gonna bring a shtick shechina into the Mishkan, and that's why Hashuas Hashchina is gonna be in the Mishkan." Nochem, the Mishkan's made like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "I'm gonna give you an exact tzivui to make the Mishkan exactly, and everything's gonna be to the tzivui, to the exact measurement. And if you make a shina, a mashu gazer, the brisket rub is gonna fry you. Your mama should make a mashu beef. You, the shechina's not coming. Not." A tzuzah, not a move that you can miss. You have to do it exactly like David Shem said. Okay. But that's not enough to have the full Ashuas Hashchina in the Mishkan. You have to bring the Ashuas Hashchina into that same Mishkan. How? By putting your Nedivus Halev, saying, oh, I want to be a part of that Mishkan. I want to give the Simcha to the Mishkan. I want to contribute to the Mishkan. That's when the Tzama, the king of the person, the Ashur HaShechina, that's when every person comes in and they're brought into the Mishkan. Zokra Vob, in every mitzvah, you have these two things. You have the mitzvah, like the Mishkan, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, the tzivui, I do tefillin, I do tzitzis, exactly. But when you put your simcha into the mitzvah, when you put your nedivus slave in the mitzvah, and the award seeker comes, and he gets excited about the mitzvah, and he starts to get excited in the mitzvah. It's a catch 22, because as you get excited, it gives more. But as you get excited of the mitzvah, you're ma'orer. The chilek lekim and mal you have in yourself, and you bring that into the mitzvah, you're just greating the mitzvah. This is the tzaratoyim of the mitzvah. On the tzarara, you show the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the relationship between this cold, carry, car, cold liquor. And you bring simcha. You turn the mitzvah, start off with the basic level, which is basically great. It's endless. Mashana nivra bavuroi. And now we're moisif. You could bring an endless amount of hashuas hashchina, simchas a mitzvah. You bring the shechina into the mitzvah with the nevidas alev and the simchas a mitzvah.